Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some letters and sounds. I can't wait. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means that if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing at the end. Okay? Let's begin. Write your name at the top of your page in pencil. Write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because we will not need it for a while. We're going to be coloring for a minute or two or three or four or five. Okay, at the top of your page, you'll see a picture, and I am going to ask you to look for something in the picture that begins with a certain sound. For example, look at your picture. Can you find something in the picture that begins with this sound? K, k, k. Do you see it? Yes, there's a cake on the table. Look at that yummy cake. Let's color it brown to make it chocolate cake. And you can start coloring the whole cake brown. Go ahead. It'll have chocolate cake, chocolate frosting. My favorite. Cake begins with the letter C and it makes the k sound at the beginning. C, cake, k. C, cake, k. Cake begins with the letter C. Can you think of another word that might begin with the letter C, just like cake? How about cat? Cat begins with the letter C and says k, just like cake. What about can? K, k, can. Yes, I can eat this chocolate cake. Yes, I can, all by myself. I sure can. Can, cake, and cat all begin with the letter C and make the k sound. All right, I finished coloring my chocolate cake. So I'm going to put down my brown crayon, but I'll give you a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, there's one more object in our picture that also begins with the k sound. Have you seen that one yet? Yes, it's the cupcake. It's the cupcake. Yum, yum, yum. I want to eat it all. Let's color the cupcake pink. Pink. Ready? Go ahead. You can color the cupcake and the liner that it's in. Cupcake, cup, begins the same way as cake. Cup and cake both begin with the letter C. C, cup, k. C, cup, k. And then, if you look at the k cupcake, there's also a k candle in it. So color the candle as well. Color the candle pink. So we have candle, cupcake, and cake. And I can eat it all. All right, I'm putting down my pink crayon. You take a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your pink crayon, finished or not. Look at your picture. Can you find something that begins with p, p, p? Something in the picture that begins with p. Present. Yes, there are 3 presents in that picture. Let's color all 3 presents. Ready? Find your green crayon and let's color all 3 presents green. So it must be this kid's birthday. What do you think? He's got chocolate cake and now he has presents. Presents begins with the letter P. P. Presents, p. P, presents, p. There is another word that begins the same way as presents, and I think it's what's kind of sort of happening in this picture. Sometimes when you have a birthday, you get to have something. that starts with the letter P. Do you know what it is? Party. Party time. Party time. Let's have a party. Party time. Party begins the same way as present. P, party. So maybe this is the party. Or maybe the party is about to happen since no one's had any chocolate cake yet. I want to know, where was my invitation? Where's my invitation? Because I will go to that party and I will eat that cake. Party begins with P. P, party. P, presents. Those both begin with P. We also have C for cake. I finished coloring all three presents green. I'll give you a couple of more seconds. I'll give you 5 seconds. Finished or not, we're going to look for something else in our picture. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, can you find something in our picture that begins with this sound? Eh, 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 eh. Yep, elephant. If you have a gray crayon, let's color our elephant gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you could use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. Elephant begins with the letter E, and it says eh. E, elephant, eh. E, elephant, eh. So this kid, for his birthday, he wanted all the jungle animals that he could get. He likes stuffed animals, and he already has an elephant, and he has a zebra, and he doesn't know this, but the other jungle animals that he wants are in the presents. It's true. So E, elephant, E. These E, elephant, E begins with E. It makes the E sound. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter E? I have one for you. You tell me if it's true or not. Does every begin with the letter E sound? Every. Yes. Every year, this kid asks for a new stuffed animal of a jungle animal. It's true. Every year. Every year. He is growing his jungle animal collection. Do you have a collection? I don't have a collection. I used to have a collection of chocolate cakes, but I ate them all. All right, boys and girls, I finished coloring my elephant. I'll give you a few more seconds, finished or not. 3, 2, 1. Okay, can you find something in our picture that begins with this sound? Zzz. Zzz. Yep, zebra. There it is, zebra. Now, zebras are black and white. So I'm going to leave, I'm going to find my black crayon, and I'm going to leave all the triangles on this zebra white. I'm going to leave them blank. I'm not going to color the triangles. See all those triangles? I'm going to go around the triangles and color everything else black. So zebra begins with the letter Z. Z, zebra, Z. Z, zebra, z. I like to make the Z sound. Z, z, z. Yep. Now, can you think of another word that might begin with the letter Z for z? That begins like zebra. Think of another word. How about zoo? These animals could go in the zoo. However, this kid, he pretends they're in the jungle. He pretends they're in the jungle. But zoo begins with the letter Z. And I'm keeping all my triangles white on my zebra. I colored his ears black. I did. I colored his ears black. And his little mane black. Okay. I colored very neatly to get in and around those triangles. It's okay if you colored the triangles on accident. It's quite all right. So zebra and zoo both begin with the letter Z and make the Z sound. Now, you don't know this, but there's one more thing in our picture that begins with Z, but you wouldn't know it, so I'll tell you. That kid, his name is Zeke. Zeke. Do you know anyone named Zeke? Let's color Zeke's hat. Or just color his hat. Let's use our orange crayon, some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color Zeke's hat orange. Zeke also begins with the letter Z. Z, Zeke, Z. Z, Zeke, Z. Zeke begins with the letter Z, and it's his birthday. He's collecting jungle animals. I think he cares more about his presents than he does about the cake. That's just strange if you ask me. All right, that hat was super easy for me to color. So I'm going to put down my orange crayon. And I'll give you all about 6 more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, we're going to pick up our pencils and do a little bit of writing. Find number 1 on your page. Next to number 1, you're going to see a capital. We can also call it an uppercase letter. What letter is that? Yes, that's a C. Go ahead and trace it for me. C says K. C says K. And trace the lowercase C. C, K. Now scoot over. Hold it. Don't go so fast. I'm going to ask you to write a C, but I'm going to tell you which kind. Ready? I want you to write a capital C. Capital C, just one time. That's all we've got room for. Okay, number 2. What letter is next to number 2? It's a capital E. Very good. E, E. E, E. Trace it, and then trace the lowercase E. E, E. E, E. We're going to write our own. I want you to write a lowercase e. Practice writing a lowercase e just one time. Find number 3 on your page. What letter is next to number 3? That's an uppercase P. You got it. P, P. Trace it. And then trace the lowercase P. P, P. Ready? I want you to write a lowercase p for number 3. One time only. Lowercase p. Find number 4. That is a capital letter Z. Trace it for me. Z, Z. Trace the lowercase Z. Z, Z. We're going to write our own Z. Please make it a capital. Capital Z. Capital Z. Z, Z. Okay, you can put your pencil down. We're going to use our crayons for just a minute on number 5. Look at number 5. If you go across number 5, you're going to see some dark black letters. I want you to use your finger and I want you to start looking for the capital C. When you find the capital C, stop. Put your finger on it and stop. Okay. Circle the capital C with your orange crayon. Find your orange crayon and circle the capital C. K-k-k. Now stay on number 5 and with your finger look for the capital E. Can you find E? Capital E. When you find it, put your finger on it. I want you to circle it with your green crayon. Circle the capital E with your green crayon. E, E. You really have to listen. Stay on number 5. With your finger, look for the lowercase p. Lowercase, the small p. Find it. When you find it, put your finger on it. Circle it with your pink crayon. The lowercase p with your pink crayon. P, 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 p. Okay, we have one last one to search for. Can you find capital Z? Z, capital Z, Z. When you find it, put your finger on it. Let's circle it with our black crayon. Circle the capital Z with your black crayon. Number six, you're going to see some pictures. We're going to use our pencil for this part. We're going to write the letter that names the beginning sound in the picture. Look at number six. That's a zipper. Zipper. What letter should we write next to zipper? Yes, the letter Z. Scoot over. That's a picture of an elf. Eh, eh, elf. What should we write for that sound? Eh, eh, elf. E, you got it. Write an E. Scoot over. Cookies. Mmm, cookies. K-k-k. What letter should we write? C. And the last picture is pumpkin. Pumpkin. What letter should we write? P. Nice work, boys and girls. You did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.